One in 10 Vermonters are getting federal food benefits from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and many of them will see those benefits reduced or even eliminated as a result of the budget package passed by Congress earlier this month. Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld has been talking with food security experts about those coming changes to SNAP, as that program is known, and he joins us now to talk about what it might mean for low-income Vermonters. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Mary.
Can you walk us through what some of these changes to SNAP are? Like, how will this new federal law affect the 65,000 Vermonters who enjoy that benefit right now?
It's going to affect them in a lot of ways. I'll hit on a couple of the big ones. This new law expands work requirements for SNAP. There's always been work requirements for this program, but there have also been exemptions for certain populations. Veterans, for instance, people who are homeless, low-income parents with children of a certain age. This budget package eliminates many of those exemptions, and advocates I've spoken to say this is A, going to affect vulnerable populations who can't work, or B, that it creates new administrative requirements that are going to make it difficult for people to prove that they're in compliance even when they are satisfying these new requirements. There's also a provision, Mary, that eliminates an annual inflation index built into SNAP. That mechanism was intended to maintain the buying power of benefits as the price of food goes up. That indexing mechanism is no more, and advocates say this is going to function as a cut to benefits that will deepen over time.
Wow. How many Vermonters are losing access to benefits as a result of these changes?
That's a moving target right now. The Department for Children and Families did an analysis, and they say the expanded work requirements alone will result in about 2,000 individuals falling off the rolls. Changes to the inflation adjustment index that I mentioned will reduce SNAP funding nationally by about $37 billion over the next 10 years. The Congressional Budget Office says this new law will reduce overall funding for SNAP by about 20% between now and 2034. Vermonters got about $155 million in benefits last year, so potentially a significant loss in funding at a time when advocates say food security is on the rise.
And obviously, these food benefits, these are essential parts of the social safety net here in Vermont. Well, what are you hearing from state officials? How are they responding?
Also an open question. I've spoken with advocates at Hunger Free Vermont and the Vermont Food Bank who say this is a moment where state government needs to step into the breach and use tax dollars collected in Vermont to offset the impacts of these changes at the federal level. But there are lots of things in this new congressionally approved budget package that are going to affect the social safety net here. Medicaid, obviously, is the big one. And there are lots of state and nonprofit institutions that are going to see a steep decline in some instances in federal revenues. Vermont lawmakers and Governor Phil Scott say this is going to be a triage process where they're going to have to strategically deploy the limited state funding they have to offset some of these cuts. Later this month, the panel of lawmakers and the governor will meet formally for the first time since this federal budget package was approved. And the question of whether and how state government intervenes will be at the top of the agenda.
That's Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld. Pete, thanks so much for that update.
Thank you, Mary.
And you can read more about how that federal budget package will show up in Vermont at vermontpublic.org.